7707.
Heather on board.
He's not on board. I don't know where he went. When I was on the phone with you, I don't know if he, like, walked away or something. I didn't want to go too far with the bus so I can still hear the ding if you guys call me back. But, like, you know, looking out the door, I can't see him. I don't know where he is at this time.
So his scooter and his groceries are still on board?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, copy. Wow. Okay. I'm hoping that he isn't just wandered off in confusion or what the deal was. Did he look like he was bleeding at all?
No, he wasn't bleeding. He was talking about trying to get an ice pack, so he may have got over to Sharice. I'll ask the cleaners if they saw where he went to. I just didn't want to get too far away from you. He didn't look like he was hurt to me, and he got up. He was walking around just fine and talking to me. He was coherent. There's no noticeable signs of bleeding or anything like that. So.
Yeah, and that's the conclusion we came to too as well, because he said he was just fine after he fell, and he did not want medical. He said he was just fine. Now he's deciding he wants to pursue this. So, all right, yeah, if you can try to locate him so that when medical does arrive, they can have an idea where to look. And, just make sure you have your four-way flashers on. We do have a supervisor heading that way.
All right, thank you very much. I'll see if I can find him.
All right, sounds good. At 1448.
Can we head down to the relief point and have the relief officer send me a ready for service?
That's definitely possible.